This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis bringing you another old-time, old-fashioned gospel message we call the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Yes, we've been coming out there by radio for many months now, and we ask that you would, if you would, write us and let us hear from you. Just drop us a note if you don't mind. Let us know where you're listening to us from, what station, and tell us that you are either enjoying the broadcast or you're unconcerned. Doesn't matter. Just let us know, my friend. Do my heart good to hear from you.
The Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org.
We've been bringing you a series of studies on the general theme, the sovereignty of God. I know that it's not popular. I know that that's not a popular subject, but it's God's Word. We don't bring you anything except God's Word. We back it up with Thus Saith the Lord day by day. And we know that the Old Trailblazer broadcast is not popular all over in every home or in every locality because we preach the old-fashioned gospel. And that's almost an unheard-of thing in these days. The old-fashioned revivals, the old-fashioned prayer meetings are all a thing of the past. Now they have a little revival, they call it, a 2 or 3 day meeting, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday maybe, and have dinner on the ground Sunday and give an invitation for folks to come join the church. You don't hear anything of blood-bought sinners, do you? No. Did you know the only way to get saved or be saved is to come to Christ and be washed in His blood? That's right. There's no such a thing as joining the church and being saved. That's a misnomer, my friend. But we're bringing you that series of studies on God's sovereignty, and we're coming down to the close of it. We have 3 or 4 more studies. And today's study is the basis of God's choice in salvation, or for whom did Christ die? Do you know who Christ died for? He didn't die for the whole world like folks believe. No, no. If you just listen today, maybe you get your eyes open. In our last study, we gave you a study on Luke 19:10. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost, setting forth this great truth, particular redemption. That's right, particular redemption. And we want to continue that study this morning with this thought in mind, the basis of God's choice in salvation. We want to show you the purpose for which Christ died. God's grace by which we are saved was and is in God's purpose, given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. That is, long before the earth was created, long before man was made from the dust of the ground, God's elect stood present before His mind and were foreknown by Him, and they became the definite objects of His eternal love. Now, my friend, that's right. That's God's message. That's God's truth. The question that is often asked by those who object to God's predestinating grace is, why did God choose one for salvation and not choose another? Objectors, that is, those who argue against God's sovereignty in bestowing salvation upon sinners, always want to attribute some virtue to the sinner or some reason for God choosing that sinner to salvation in Christ based upon that individual's merit. That's right. I know the first question that naturally arises in your heart is, what is it? What is it in the elect or in the one whom God chooses that attracts God's heart or causes God to bestow His eternal love upon that particular individual? My friend, don't ever forget. Listen. Let's settle this once and for all. And that is, God did not and does not and will not choose His subject because of certain virtues, any virtues that you possess, or because they are generous-hearted, sweet-tempered, truth-speaking, or good. No, the Lord doesn't do that. The Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 19:17 says, there is none good but one, and that's God. There is none good but one, and that's God. Therefore, God could not choose a number or a sinner to salvation because of any goodness in that individual, for there is none. Does that leave out all of your thinking, my friend? God never chose any sinner because He saw goodness in him Oh, you say, well, old Uncle Tom or Uncle Joe or Aunt Mary or someone, the Lord saved them because they were a gracious person? No. No, they had a heart as bitter as gall. That's right. Their heart was wicked just like mine and yours. But God chose them. If he chose them, if he saved them, he chose them because of his own particular grace, my friend. Now, that's right. That's right. God does not choose a sinner because he sees any certain earnestness or zeal in seeking after the Lord. That's right. That's right, my friend. You see these young boys come up and their mother says, well, Pastor, I think my boy ought to be a pastor, ought to be a preacher because he's so religious. Well, that's all he is religious, my friend, because if the Lord never saves him, he'll never be saved. Listen, Romans 3:11 says, and I wish you'd get this verse. Do you ever hear your pastor read this verse of Scripture in the 11 o'clock service? There is none that seeketh after God. None that seeketh after God. There is none that seeketh after God. And my friend, God ought to know. On the other hand, God did not choose a sinner to salvation because he foresaw that he would believe in Christ for salvation. Now, we have a generation of folks, and they believe that God foreknew that certain individuals would live a godly life, and therefore he elected them to salvation. Now, that's not true. No, the Bible says there's none that seeketh after God. All of mankind, according to Ephesians 2:1, are dead in trespasses and sin. Dead men can't believe until they're awakened or made alive by the Holy Spirit. Did you ever realize that? Ephesians 2:1 says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. If you were dead, you couldn't choose Christ. You couldn't choose to join the church. You couldn't. All that is flesh, my friend. Do you know what the world lives on today is flesh? That's right. Most of it's proud flesh, my friend. Listen, therefore God could not foreknow and predestinate some men to salvation because he saw that they would believe when belief is impossible to a sinner apart from the Holy Spirit. It has often been said that God, looking down through the ages, saw those who would believe and receive Christ as their Savior, and being God and knowing this, he therefore wrote their names in the book of life. Such a statement is erroneous. It's not true, because humanity being dead in sin and unable to believe makes this impossible. If you're dead in your sins and your trespasses, how could anyone see that you would believe? You never believe except you're drawn by the Holy Spirit. No one comes to the Son except the Father draws him, my friend. We're told in Acts 18:27, that sinners can only believe through grace. Acts 18:27, sinners can only believe through grace. Then in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, we're told, for by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift. It is the gift of God. We see here that both faith and grace are God's gifts. And apart from his gifts made effective by the Holy Spirit, none would ever believe. Now, my friend, I know that we're living in a day of error. I know that we're living in a day of high-powered, high-rolling preachers who have no regard for God's Word. So many that I hear of today, they just bring a little sermonette on healing or faith healing or speaking in tongue, and then they go to, they have a healing service, which means nothing. That's right. And then we, on the other hand, we have this cold, dry-eyed formalism services where there's no hearts are stirred. Is there a heart stirred in your congregation, my friend, lately that you can remember? Does your pastor look you in the eye and say, do you know the Lord? Are you a child of God? I never miss a service here in my ministry, in my pulpit, that I don't ask my people, those who hear me on the radio, do you know the Lord? Are you saved? Are you a new creature in Christ? I believe that it's my responsibility to shake my finger, point my finger in your face, and say, do you know the Lord? You say, well, that's none of your business. But that is. It's my business, my friend. The Lord commissioned me to preach the gospel. And in preaching the gospel, he brings me to question, he says, make our calling and election sure. That's what I'm attempting to do, is to get you to make your calling and election sure. You may have been on the church roll for 40, 50, 60 years. You might be a deacon in the Amen corner, all of those things, but do you know the Lord? When your eyes close in death, are you going to go to heaven? Or are you just going to be go out into eternity? My friend, this is the only life you're ever going to have in this world. The eternity is going to be here for long. And you may be going out into eternity any day now. Are you sure that you know the Lord? I'm grieved over our folks here. We have many who don't know the Lord. We have many who tell me they want to be saved, but they won't trust the Lord. We have many who have cried and sat here for many years, and yet they're distrusting the Lord, and they have no assurance. But listen, friend. Listen, don't go out into eternity on a sandy foundation. You know what that'll do? The sand will wash out from under you. Have you ever been in the quicksand? That's what it'll do. It'll go down. Just pull you down. Listen, my friend. The only conclusion that we can come to is that God's choice of any sinner for salvation lies not within the object of his choice from any angle that you might look at it, but it lies completely and absolutely and irrefutably within himself, within the Lord himself. God chooses the ones that he selects for salvation in Christ simply because his divine sovereign will pleased to choose them. Who are you to dictate to God? You say, well, that's not fair. God's not fair, my friend. God doesn't rise and fall in your sight. You're just like a little ant running up against an elephant, my friend. Don't put yourself in God's face like that. Bow at Christ's knee and acknowledge that you are a sinner, lost and on the road to hell, my friend. Listen, because Christ simply, because of his divine sovereign will, he chose to save a number that no man can number. That's what we're looking at, God's choice in salvation. All men are alike in God's sight. God doesn't see any difference. This is true whether you believe it or not, or whether anyone believes it. You don't have to believe God's word for it to be true, my friend. You can disbelieve it. Go on out into eternity lost, ranting and raving and shaking your fist at God. But you know one day that your knee's going to bow? How do you know that? The Bible says, every knee shall bow. Did you know one day at the judgment bar of God, you'll have to come clean and come clear? Oh, is there sin in your life this morning and you claim to be a saved man or a saved woman and there's sin in your life, my friend? I wouldn't rest there. I wouldn't take a chance there. I wouldn't let some little silk handkerchief preacher convince me that that's all there is to it, my friend. No. No, your soul is at stake. And you better wake up and you better begin to turn to the Lord in repentance, my friend. You know what repentance is? Trust in the Lord. Acknowledging that the Lord is right and that you're wrong. Admitting what the Lord shows you. You know, you can't repent of anything except what the Lord shows you. Oh, my friend, this is a perilous time we're living in. This old world's not going to be here long. We're facing judgment. Did you know that? I wish you wouldn't take opposition to God's word, that you'd get your Bible and study these verses that we gave you. There in Matthew 19:17, we read you that verse. Ephesians 2:8-9, Acts 18:27. If you just get your Bible and read those verses, Romans 3:11, where it says there's none that seeketh after God. There's none that seeketh after God, only by his grace. Only when the Holy Spirit begins to deal with the heart does a sinner ever begin to seek the Lord. We have a responsibility to get to Christ, but the Lord, all of that is sovereign in his hands, my friend. This is the old trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis, saying it's been good to have been with you this morning. Goodbye and God bless you.